Hey,
yo,
welcome back to the Royal Flush. It's the Flush Hour, the fucking Flush Brigade. I'm your fucking host. Too much cursing. Sorry, hold on. Yeah, I'm your host, Kane, with my lovely co-host here.
Burberry Brit in the fucking building. Of course, as you know, I'm going to tell y'all, y'all can follow me on Instagram, BURB3RRY_BRITT. And let's just start off by saying Happy Black History Month, y'all. Real talk. Hey. Happy Black History Month. I just want to take a second to talk about Martin.
Word.
And not the Martin that you think about, not Martin Luther. You know, shout out to him still.
Word, word, word.
But I'm talking about Martin.
Yo, they bringing that show back. That's crazy.
Deadass. I feel like that's about to be a dope-ass show. I don't even know how they would just, like, be... I don't know where that would start that. Honestly, yeah. I'm kind of intrigued. I want to know how that's going to start off. Like, do they have kids now?
Like, you gotta look at it the way it ended. The last, I believe the last season or the last two seasons, him and Tisha Campbell weren't filming scenes in the same area. Their scenes were separate and it was all split screen and they never had interaction with each other for, I believe, two seasons. Now, you gotta look at it this way also. This bag, Tisha Campbell's after this bag. This bag is fucking mean. If somebody sexually harassed you and I mean, allegedly. And then 20 years later, you coming back for that bag?
Mm.
Oh, man.
Somebody come must on, be broke. Man. That's all I'm saying. I'm
just saying. Come on, man.
Somebody just came after the bag.
I ain't seen Tanisha Arnold since Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh, Everybody Loves Chris. Sorry about that. But I'm saying all of them gathered together. The only person that's missing is Cole from that video. Obviously, Tommy Ford died. You know, rest in peace. But damn, I think that
I forgot he died because I was just about to talk about him.
Yeah, he died.
Who's gonna play Tommy now? You can't have fucking Martin without fucking Tommy. Like,
what they gotta do is they gotta start off with a somber mode. You know what I mean? It's, you know, rest in peace was the funeral. Everybody got back together, and then from there, you know, progress from there. But you gotta bring Hustle Man back from the fifth floor.
What's happening, Chief? What's happening, Chief? What's up? You know my sales slogan. You want it, I got it. If I ain't got it, I'm gonna get it. So get it while the getting's good.
You gotta bring Hustle Man back.
Oh, yo, definitely. Martin was my shit. Like, dead ass. Like, shout out to whoever decided to green like that and bring that back. As a random, shout out to Coloring Pins. If y'all follow them on Instagram, if you don't follow them on Instagram, because they be making some funny little pins that you could put on your coat, on your backpack or whatever. But they have one that I got that's Martin trivia. And it says, ooh, what does Tommy not have? And it gives you options. It was hair, a wife, a job, and all of the above. Like,
he got no job, man. Shout out to everything. Everything black is moving this month, man. Black History Month, obviously. Income taxes is coming, so that's Black History Month. Black Panther, the movie. I can't wait. I'm going to go up in there dressed like King Joffrey and that motherfucker. I might even show up with a fucking cheetah if I need to.
Dead ass. Fucking Black Panther. Shout out to that. If y'all, yo, make sure y'all go see that. For real, if Black Panther really sucks, ultimately, like, I don't think it's going to, but as a just in case, y'all better act right. Y'all better act like that's the best fucking movie you ever seen. Don't complain. Don't complain. Well,
supposedly, it's the highest advanced movie ticket sales.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. The highest.
In any Marvel.
Yeah.
You guys, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Everybody was waiting on the Avengers and the Avengers 2. So if that one movie alone could top that, that's crazy. Everybody's showing out for that.
Deadass. Everybody's showing up. I feel like we need to just do more than these kind of events. I think it's dope that everybody's coming together and everybody wants to see it. I know a bunch of people were doing GoFundMes for children in you know, children in areas where they wouldn't be able to afford to see it normally. So there's a lot of schools that are able to now see it together, which I think is dope. You know, a lot of Black excellence happened there. But I feel like we should do this whole community thing in other arenas, y'all. Like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. I like, yo, you know what I like about this whole movement of this Black excellence and Black love? Puffy's definitely the mascot for that, Puff Daddy. But I feel like if I ain't rich, like, it ain't, like, it's a whole different atmosphere, you know what I mean? Because it's everybody who's big name, and it's always rappers, too. Rappers and designers that are in that, elite club, if you want to call it. I don't see anybody else. I don't see no famous actors or anybody on the come up. I see everybody that's already established. And if you're going to, you know, represent the Black excellence and you know, you want to build people's brand and all that, you're going to go and take the no-name Black person that nobody would know who, you know, makes purses or does something like that. Then you're going to elevate them to where you are. And that's Black excellence.
Deadass. I feel you on that. What else?
Well, we're here. The Grammys ain't Black. The Grammys, the first hour was Black. You know what I mean? They showed out for the Black people. Then it went to the white. And it seems like, nah, for real, because the Grammys, and the thing too, the Grammys got like 100,000 awards they're handing out type shit. And they only televised one for, you know, the rap album of the year. But how come we can't win album of the year? How come we just can't be overall genre? Because that album was fire. But how come it's just got to be curated to one genre? You know what I mean? You don't have a rock album of the year or, you know, pop album of the year. You have an album of the year, and then you have rap album of the year.
Yeah,
but I don't, you know, I ain't nothing with the Grammys, but I wish that Hov won. I did like that 444 album. That was amazing. That was definitely needed. I think that should have been an album right after the Blueprint. And it would hold more of a value to me. Right now, Jay-Z's fucking old. No, because he's old. You got to look at it. Jay-Z has a track record of, you know, talking about, you know, partying and drinking and, you know, messing with women. And that's not all that he's rapping about. Sometimes there's actually songs with substance in it, like Song Cry and all that, and a song for his mother. And in those songs, if he said it during those times that we, you know, we as the rap hip-hop culture needed it, it would hold more value. Now, in this day and age, it's not, it's fighting against the mumble rappers.
Yes, yeah, it's, you know I mean, we're going to keep talking about it, but it's just that the music industry has changed in the sound. People are more interested in a catchy hook and the beat more than anything, than actual artistry, yeah. Actual, you know, bars, actual music. And you know what? Shout out to the people who talked to me and listened to our podcast last week, who got at me for talking about groups, the Migos shit, and talking about I didn't mention Wu-Tang. And some people were very upset at me. And I was like, I really didn't mention Wu-Tang. And they was like, nah. So.
Nah. Yo, you know what? I do want to shout out people that are listening. I appreciate it. And I mean, we're as a group, because I don't want to use the word gang. At first, I was using gang, and you know, I've gotten feedback from it that it was, you know, it was kind of tasteless, because why would you want to refer to yourself as a gang? You should just refer to the podcast as a Royal Flush, and then continue it from there. And basically, that's what it is. We're the Royal Flush. You, myself, obviously, there's more people behind us, and you know, at a later date, you'll hear those individuals also, but I do appreciate, you know, the listen.
Deadass, though. But, you know, back to what you were saying about, like, Jay-Z and shit. Like, Jay-Z, I mean, the thing about it is I think that people just don't want to listen to actual bars. Like, they just, our attention span is too short. You want something catchy, and you want something that's consistent, and you want something you're going to play that's just going to hit the mood right when you out and when you're trying to be hype and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes bars can't do that for you unless you just have a certain song that brings you to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, Like, I was talking about, you know, Kanye the other day. Like, I know there's certain songs that, you know what I'm saying, if I'm at the fucking gym and I need to hear something to pump me up real quick, I know what tracks to go to. So it's just, you know, it's that kind of thing. But, you know.
Speaking about Kanye, he's dropping an album pretty fast. He had Kim all butt naked on Instagram.
You know,
everybody.
Because I know what you was about to say about the braids, and you know, everybody was tight and pissed off that Kim called them. I don't know who the fuck's name she tried to drop on those fucking braids. But first of all, homie,
Bo Derek.
But those shits is cornrows. Yeah. Those shits is called braids from our ancestors. They done worn them shits forever. Kim, I'm gonna need you to jump on that wave. You with a black man now.
Man, ain't nobody trying to buy that stuff.
We aiming our shit. But who the fuck is Bo Derek?
No, hold on. Let me tell you. Bo Derek is a famous actress, and she had braids, and she came out of the water. I don't remember the name of the movie, but she came out of a body of water, like a lake or a river, and the braids were immaculate. And the reason why she called it Bo Derek, and you know, it takes a lot of to look at things a different certain perspective. You can look at it as just braids, but she called it Bo Derek because that style that was done was popularized by Bo Derek herself. So that's the only reason she called it that way. But obviously, you know, one person gets offended, then it's a whole bandwagon effect, and you know, that's not what she meant. These celebrities, they put themselves out there like that. You know what I mean? When you look in the mirror, you're like, you know what, this looks dope. And then Kanye said, yo, you know what, you look like Bo Derek. And she goes, who's Bo Derek? And he educates her on who Bo Derek is, and he says, you should put that up there. That's gonna be hot. And then she puts it up there.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could have, but this is like the time that I don't remember which Kardashian it was talking about boxer braids. I think it was fucking Kim. Boxer braids. You see what I'm saying, though? Like, see, it's Kim, like, you can't keep doing this shit. Married to somebody black. Y'all done had enough black people in your family by now to understand. I mean, because you could have just said, yo, check out my new braids or something about braids, and then said, shout out to Bo Derek. You didn't have to call him Bo Derek braids. If anything, Beyonce wore those same braids in her formation video. Was it formation? When she was in the swamp on top of that car?
Yeah.
What was the formation, right? She wore those same braids. So you could have said Beyonce braids for all fucking care. Who the fuck is Bo Derek?
Let me tell you another reason why it was probably said. She knows her image sells alone. Anything she posts sells. If she sells, if she puts herself half naked, it goes crazy. So why wouldn't you want to aggravate people? Because obviously, any attention is good. Any attention given is good intention for the person seeking it. So when you're talking about Bo Derek braids, and you know everybody's gonna go in an uproar for it, obviously. And now if you see the hashtag Yeezy Season 6, this is a clothing line that is going to be distributed pretty soon, and Kanye is probably going to drop an album pretty soon. So she's just building the marketing for her family, which is smart. Definitely smart. I commend her for doing that. That was
good. I feel you for marketing, because, you know, everybody, because I mean, if he is going to drop some shit, you know, she got the buzz right now, even though people are, you know, roasting her, rotisserieing her, you know, flipping her over, lightly seasoning and re-roasting. You know what I'm saying? Even though we just did all that, you know, if it was for publicity, then shout out to Kanye. Because Kanye, I'm still shouting out the fact that he made a whole fucking sentence with his kids' names. But we're not going to get into that. We not. I'm going to leave it where it is. But what was we talking about before?
Before we go into that, I want to shout out the hottest black female rap artist right now, with this new song with Quavo, Iggy Azalea, the hottest black female right now. What you mean? Like, yo, did you hear this song? Savior, this shit is hot. I was bumping this shit all the way here.
Hottest black.
What you mean?
Hot ass mess. Cause you know, I know you knew if you brought up Iggy Azalea in this fucking song, that I was gonna say that she was misappropriating black people. So I know that's why you said the hottest black artist.
Would you What you mean? You know that song. That song right now, it's got all qualities. She definitely sampled a lot of Drake for influence. And I hear Katy Perry in there. You know, Katy Perry, she's a wave rider, her goddamn self. So this song's definitely gonna be a hit. I'm telling you. Once the video come out, and she come out there half ass naked.
I mean, because I know some people were saying it had a little bit of a Jamaican vibe, but I was saying, where the hell did Iggy Azalea and her behind coming from fucking Australia get any kind of fucking Jamaican vibe? Y'all could say she ain't misappropriating if you want to. Y'all could say I'm hating, but where in the fuck? I'm just saying. What part of her whole life says Jamaica? I'm just asking. And while we there, what part of her struggle in fucking Australia said hip hop? I'm still wondering, like, did a kangaroo like pop on you one day and you felt some type of way? Like, I'm just asking. I just wanted to know for me.
I know she was with T.I. on that Grand Hustle, and she dropped a mixtape. And the mixtape caught some buzz, and she left T.I. And she obviously made more money, you know, than being solo compared to being on that Grand Hustle. She wouldn't be, I don't think she's, I don't want to say she's pop. I mean, she is poppy, but I don't want to say she makes records like she makes hits. But I don't want to say everybody's checking for her. But I think. I don't think anybody's checking for her. I think her marketing team right now, they're playing catch up against Cardi B and all these people
shout
that need to play
Cardi.
Catch up against, you know?
You know, I gotta shout out Cardi. Every time you say something about Cardi, I have to shout her out, because you know she's about to go on tour with Bruno Mars. You know, they doing the damn thing right now. Shout out to Bruno Mars too for winning every fucking award that he was fucking qualified for. He took off the whole Grammy, the whole shit. He was like
Yo, Bruno Mars is definitely that album. I got that album. That album was great. Like, I like the whole new Jack Swing vibe to it. It's real good. You know what I mean? I like it. I think he did good with that. But now I hope, you know, because I remember when he came out on the Super Bowl with Beyonce before that. I could see that he was aiming to make this album sound like that. And I'm glad he did it, but I want to see what else he's got in the bag, you know? I want to see if he's going to continue this same wave or if he's going to go back to R&B. And I think if he goes back to R&B, it's not going to be as prolific as it is with this album.
So you said a couple things I want to touch on now. I mean, R&B is not what it used to be. I mean, you were just speaking about the Grammy, so now I have to go back to go forward. So R&B, if he does go back to R&B, I feel like it's needed just because we don't have R&B like we used to have R&B. Like, we used to have, like, Jagged Edge. We used to have, like, fucking, you know, like, Cisco and them. We used to have, like, just, you know, like, just music. You know what I'm saying? Like, actual fucking R&B. Like, Mariah Carey and them. Fucking Mary J. Blige. And fucking Tamia. And just, like, mad people that were actually R&B. And now, I mean, I guess there's about to be a resurgence of people that are trying to do R&B. I mean, I'm still mad. I didn't watch the Grammys. I'm not going to claim I watched the Grammys, but I know for a fucking fact that SZA did not get an award, and she got scammed out of that shit. And now I understand that she definitely got scammed out of that shit for a song that was 2 years old. Like, 2 years. Your time has passed.
Yeah, ain't nobody checking for that. Yo, Alessia Cara, that song was tough, though. I ain't going to lie. I was waiting for more.
Like, yeah, she got bamboozled. She got hoodwinked and all that. And then I was about to also say, I didn't watch that shit, but I feel as though Daniel Caesar should have gotten an award. If y'all don't know who the fuck Daniel Caesar is, go Google him, listen to his music. He's on Apple. He's on YouTube. He has a lot of great R&B joints. One of my favorites is Best Part, Japanese Denim. Like, there's a lot of songs that you're going to listen to the first time and be like, oh, it's all right. And then it's going to stick in your head and you're going to listen to it. And he's Canadian, so all y'all Drake fans, listen to him.
Yeah, I'm waiting on, speaking of my R&B, I'm waiting on Raphael Sadiq to drop some shit. I know he's got something.
I need that.
I know he's got
like,
something.
Can we get Flowetry back
something.
Together for one? Like, just one. Just give me, like, 8 tracks. Like, I don't need the whole thing. Like,
Not Marsha
I know,
was
but
better
I
than
feel
the
like
other
when
one.
you separate Marsha, right, and she goes on tour by herself, you still want the other half of her. You still want Floetry, even though she, I know she wrote all of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly, but
she was
it's leaving
the whole
still
shit.
wanting to hear Floetry, because even though I don't know how to
Yeah.
explain it, like even though you know she was the mastermind, it's just the fact that she had that. I'm not even gonna say that the other chick was the backup singer, but it's just the fact that she had that extra that just made it a complete, you know. I don't know how to
Yeah,
explain it, but you
that's
know,
fair.
I would still go see her in concert. Like if she came here and I was available, I would still go see her because she dope as fuck. But oh, and then another thing you had said something really quick about was Bruno Mars and the Super Bowl. So I'm gonna touch on the Super Bowl real quick. So Super Bowl, Prince is making a comeback this year. Prince is making
No,
a
I don't do
comeback
this.
this year at the Super Bowl for the last time. For the last time. And I, at first, I was going to say I'm giving Justin Timberlake some kudos because he is the reason that Prince is making a comeback, because he suggested or he is implementing the fact that there's going to be a holographic Prince performance for this year. But then I found out Sheila E., if y'all don't know who Sheila E. is, but y'all saying R.I.P. Prince, you should be ashamed. But Sheila E. Is basically stating
Word.
that Prince said never, ever to do him in holographic form. So I don't know. I was going to give you some brownie points, Justin, but I'm going to have to take that back. I might actually have to give you a flush on that one.
Ooh, flush me after that. Yo, I'm going to say I got Justin Timberlake's album, The Man in the Woods. It came out February 2nd, I believe. If you guys want to go get that. I support music, even though if it doesn't agree with me, I can't really digest that entire album as well as I want to. So right now, it's not for me. I might give it a flush.
You got a
I might give it a
double
listen.
Flush, Justin. What happened, Bobby?
Yeah, I might give it a flush. But I tell you what, though, if he does bring a hologram Prince, if that does happen, I'm waiting on hologram Whitney Houston, man, with hologram Kevin Costner. I mean, even though he ain't dead, hologram that nigga. Hologram,
he ain't dead.
Hologram
you know,
that nigga on stage.
Like,
yeah, hologram that nigga on stage. Do the whole, waiting, was it not waiting Excel? We'll always love you. Do that whole shit with her in a chair. Hologram Kevin Costner.
Yeah, the bodyguard. Yeah.
The bodyguard. That shit was dope.
Damn. Speaking of music,
yeah,
though, I'm gonna have this. These two are gonna have to go together, just because. So, apparently, to compete with the fact that Chris Brown just put out fucking 76,000 songs and called it an album, Ray Schrummer decided to put out a 3-disc album. 3-disc.
Three discs. You get one thing about Ray Schrummer, or whatever their pronunciation. I don't know how to pronounce that shit, but those two, like their albums, the first one was fire. Second one wasn't really that good, but it was still good. And if they're doing a third album, which is a collective, then they're doing one solo and then another solo together, packaged together. Oh, that album's gonna sell fucking, it's gonna sell. Because everybody's waiting on Sway to drop a solo. Now, if you're waiting on him to drop a solo, and nobody's checking for his brother, how are you gonna sell the brother solo by packaging it together?
That would make sense. I never thought about that like that.
How are you gonna sell the album? Just in case somebody don't really know their name, they just know Race Murder. How are you gonna sell the album? Calling it Shrimp Life 3. Call it Shrimp Life 3. Drop both albums. Right with that, and from I'm not sure about streaming, but I remember if something was on compact disc and it was equivalent to 78 or more minutes, it was counted as a double album, and a double album would count as each one separately or something like that. So that's how Outkast went diamond with the Love Below speaker box.
Dropping gems today. Look at you.
You know what I mean? So now if you count that in perspective with this, each album sale instantly puts them at diamond.
I mean, I fucks with them though. So I like Ray Shrummer. I love Swae Lee, because Swae Lee, I don't know if y'all follow him on Instagram. Not to say that I really follow him, but I seen a video of him trying to do like a little R&B joint. Like, he had a little melody that he was singing, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna record this. And it sounded pretty dope. And I know some people were hating, but he got talent. No, because what people don't understand he's behind Beyonce's formation. Without him, that whole formation thing wouldn't have happened. And you can hate on him if you want to, but formation, okay? Formation, that was y'all shit for a minute. So y'all can sleep on him all you want, turn over and press snooze. But my G right here, he gonna make it. He gonna make it. Real talk.
Speaking about the Grammys, though, I was glad to see Nas. I haven't heard a Nas album in a long time, and I'm waiting on it. And I was glad to see Nas there, even though he wasn't. I'm thinking a lot of people showed up because they were under the belief Jay-Z was going to win, but obviously it was good to see Nas. And Nas, I think it's today that he's actually performing his best album, which was Illmatic, with a live orchestra. Now, there's not too many people in the rap who could have done that. I know Kanye did it before with Late Registration.
Put it on vinyl.
So this one, I'm just interested to hear how this sounds. And I'm glad that Nas is still... Yeah, Illmatic, you got to look at it. That's a heavy album. So to do that with a live orchestra, he's definitely doing some moves, man. Thank you. Thank you to Nas for that Illmatic that album. Thank you for that illustrious career.
That right there, that's all I can say. Because I love when artists do that. Like, I love when they include actual instrumentation, actual live music into their sets. I think that's dope, and I think that gives kids that are watching, or young adults that are watching, and you know, they're trying to go down that path, but they never really see enough of it. That gives them a little bit of inspiration. So shout out to them for doing that shit. I think that's dope.
Yeah, definitely.
What else?
Another thing that I want to talk about. Wow, I'm lost right now.
Here's something that I know some people will probably just be like, whatever. But to me, this is some serious shit. I mean, honestly, y'all. So starting July 1st, Best Buy, Target, I mean, everybody and they fucking mama, they stopping the sale of CDs in store. Like,
there we go. That's what I want to talk about. Yeah. See, now you got to look at it. Music is it's lost its, I guess it's lost its valuability or whatever the word is. It become invaluable now, because there was a time where you could, get something on a vinyl and it's, you know, it's classic. You get something in a CD case, you don't open it up. You get a special edition of something, you don't open it up. Now you're going to remove that point of possession and you're going to make it all streaming. You're making, music is eventually going to die out, and it's going to be oversaturated, because not everybody watches or goes on all these streaming things, and not everybody wants to obtain all these streaming things. People are still stuck on a CD player. If I introduce a CD player to my son now, he won't even know how to open it, you know?
This is crazy.
Right? And it's shocking that they would announce that, and it just lets you know where the climate is. The climate is streaming right now. If it ain't streaming, it ain't going nowhere. And I think that Apple Music and Spotify and Pandora and all that stuff is the reasoning why Best Buy and Target are going to make this move. Because if everybody's checking in for that, why are they going to pay or why are they going to house this thing in their buildings?
I mean, but at the same time, for people like me, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the end of an era. You know what I'm saying? Like, for people like me who actually, like, went out and got that Kanye CD, and then went out and got that Jay-Z CD, went out and got that Nas shit, and opened it, and immediately, before you even put the CD in, you look through that cover. You know what I'm saying? You open the pages. You seen the foldouts. You look through the producer's name, and I think that takes away from the experience as well. I don't know how many people actually still do that shit. I don't know. I know a lot of cars right now are plugins, you know, you plug your USB in and shit like that. You could do it from your phone. But for some people are still analog like me. Like, some people like vinyls like I do. Some people like CDs still. Not to say that I have gone out and purchased a CD lately, as far as, like, you know, actually going into the store. But I have purchased them online. And I know what you're about to say. I'm part of the reason. But however, it just feels like, how you just gonna stop that, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? For all the kids that actually go out there, like, for the people who still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be looking for CDs in the store and shit. It's just, like, it just makes me feel like it's the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're coming to an end here. And yeah, it just feels weird. Like, it feels like, I don't know. Like, now I'm probably gonna appreciate it more that I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's, like, at the same time, our generation of kids, we was the ones that was putting CDs together, making the perfect mix before we went somewhere. Like, you remember doing that shit?
Yeah, yeah. I still do it on my thank God for playlists. I still do it on my own phone. But with streaming and being able to download the songs, you always protect the integrity of that that music. It doesn't get scratched. It doesn't
But are we, you know, really, what I mean? Like, I don't know that we're preserving music with fucking streaming, yeah, because at the end of the day,
no, not preserving it. You're protecting the integrity of that music. If I have a CD here and I played it 1,000 times, how many scratches I got on it, it's gonna skip. But now if I got it on MP3 and I'm playing it,
I mean, I
hear
what you're saying. But I mean, for this, shout out to Kendrick, because every time I buy a Kendrick vinyl, anytime he's released something and I bought a Kendrick CD directly from him, he always gives you the MP3 as well. So that way you don't necessarily have to open up the CD. So, like, all the signs I got from Kendrick, I don't even have to open it because he already gave me the MP3. So shout out to him for that. I love it.
I think that would have been a great move if every artist did that. But eventually what's going to happen with artistry, like I said in the last podcast, it's eventually going to go to an app where the artist provides the app. It obviously gets backed by a larger company, like what Jay-Z did. Jay-Z already showed you the platform when he dropped the Magna Carta Holy Grail. If you download the Samsung app, you get to hear the
album. I don't even
want to
get into that because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now, when he did that, everybody who downloaded the app, he made, what, 2 million or 3 million on that app alone. And the album didn't come out. Like, the album didn't come out until, like, 2 days later. So he made 2 million just download alone. He sold 2 million.
But there's a whole lot of back end to that. Like, for the joint that he just put out, like, the 444 and fucking that Holy Grail shit that you're talking about, were kind of in the same scheme to the fact that they were already pre-sold. He was already getting platinum, you know, he was already going platinum before that shit even came out, because most of those were bought by a company. And I know people aren't going to think about it that way, but basically when, you know, that whole Sprint thing happened, you know,
I don't think
it was,
444
though,
was done that
way. Think about it, anybody who had Sprint, I believe it was, anybody who had Sprint already had access to that fucking album. You already technically had it. You didn't have to buy that shit again. You already had Jay-Z's album. So, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, you already went platinum because of that right there.
I mean, he show you where the market's at. That's what it is. You provide the market through something big, a big company, to be provided to their phones or their tablets or their wireless devices. And that's instant sales. That's streaming. That's instant. You got to stream that album in order to get it. That's instant money right there. Before your album releases. That's smart.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm indifferent about that whole thing still. I mean, I would have to, like, really get into it to, like, I'd have to, like, go back on it to, like, get into it. But I'm gonna leave it alone. What else we got?
As we continue this Black's Excellence episode, I wanna I'm going to touch the subject, and I know people are probably not going to agree because obviously the person's not Black.
Oh,
but Donald Trump signed a tax reform bill. Wait. Donald Trump signed a tax reform bill. And there's a website. I don't know the fucking website, but do your little Googling. That once you, like, your tax return this year, obviously is not going to be greater. But I put my shit in. I got an extra $2,000 after this tax reform bill. And now, I know we're too busy, you know, watching Donald Trump with the shithole countries and grabbing by the pussy and shit, but that $2,000, he can grab anybody by the pussy. He can grab my mama by the pussy Fuck that. He fucking grabbed my mama, man. Send me this 2 G's, bro.
I know your mama. Your mama might beat his ass. I'm just saying. But for real though, I don't know. I can't really say anything about Trump right now because you know what I'm saying, that whole State of the Union thing. He's a very I don't know. I'm gonna say he's fugazi. He's shiesty. He's a little, because that whole immigration policy thing that he's going through, he ended DACA, as y'all know, for all the dreamers, for all the families that are about to go through separation and shit, because they're no longer allowed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Now he's trying to limit the amount of family members that immigrants can bring in here. But the other day he was talking about he'd rather have, you know, immigrants come from the Netherlands and shit. But, you know, he started talking ill of, you know, like countries like Haiti. And, you know, I just feel like he's doing a lot of underhanded shit. And I know people ain't going to hear that because some people backing him. But if you are, then, you know.
You gotta realize one thing that I realized. I got a friend of mine, first off. He's let me shout him out. Danny. He's the most patriotic person I know. And sometimes, like, trust me, when Trump was going for, I was like, yo, fuck this guy, Trump. But sometimes when you talk to somebody else and you're both hearing things and you agree to disagree, and sometimes, like, I went from fuck Trump to like, ah, whatever, Trump. You know what I mean? It's whatever. But I'm gonna say, like, basically off of Trump, he don't make these decisions on his own. There's a whole team behind him. So, like, when that quarterback throws that fucking football to fucking the wide receiver, obviously it looks like it's his play, but the coach, the people that the team, everybody agrees to that before he does that.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes for Trump too, that, I mean, because at the end of the day, Trump still has his marketing team. And I know people are going to be like, well, duh, he has a marketing team. But no, he still has his own private marketing team. His lawyer moved into the White House. And I'm talking about his regular lawyer, not like, you know, anybody's. The lawyer he's had for years is getting extra fucking money because he moved his practice technically from New York over to D.C. I'm saying there's a lot of things that are going on that I can't really agree with. I don't think I'll ever be the person to be like, eh, Trump. He's all right. I don't think that's me, because there are a lot of things that he does that I just can't agree with at all. Especially when it comes to immigration reform and building a fucking wall that we don't need and just fucking shit up. Just honestly, because I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to get that $2,000 back for the tax bill, but what are you doing for health insurance? You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, he gave you something, but he's about to take it away anyway. You about to have to spend a whole bunch of extra money on fucking health insurance.
Let me tell you what. Well, we're on the topic of marketing. Give marketing a flush for everybody. Everybody who's in marketing gets a flush. H&M closed a shitload of stores, man, because of that fucking hoodie, man. That's crazy. That is very... Racism is the most powerful... It's the most powerful weapon now. It's if you claim something is racist or something is insensitive or anything like that. Racism and sexism, if that is the most powerful mass destruction ever. You know what, how many people you could kill like that? Scott Baio, who was actively in a relationship at a time with what's her name? I think Nicole Eggert. I think that's her name. Now, Charles in charge, Scott Baio, just in case people don't know, Scott Baio got hit with, you know, the sexual misconduct that he was raping her, and there's multiple people that he raped and all this shit. Nobody was checking for Scott Baio for you to hurt him like that. Now he's out here obviously denying allegations and shit. And you gotta look, these people were in an active relationship at a certain time. But Scott Baio was older than her. I believe she was 18 on the show. And Charles definitely was in charge. He took a couple charges that day, I guess. He didn't want to. He was not playing. He took a charge, definitely.
I mean, I can't even think on that
he
one.
He did not. Charles did not want to give up. He took all control of that shit.
I mean, I'm going to go back for a second. I want to say shout out to social media for that H&M situation, because at the end of the day, I know social media, people might not think of it as a community, but I feel like it's a community that the government can't really at this point, it's a community that the government can't really step into. I mean, they can, but they can't, because the only reason why H&M is having to shut down stores is because people came together and started saying that they were boycotting and really stuck with it this time. It wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm a boycott this, but damn, I need some joggers and I need some sweaters, so I'm gonna just go on the low. Like, people really started boycotting, and I know in Africa, they went to the stores and really fucked them up. And you know, shout out to people that.
Shout out to Black excellence, bro. That's what it is right there.
That's for an actual cause. So I think that's dope, because social media has the ability. I don't think people understand how powerful social media really is, and how they can, you could change your whole life off of social media. Like, seriously, like, truthfully, you really can. Yeah. Like, social media is a very powerful tool when used correctly. There are a lot of things that get light that shouldn't get light, but there are a lot of things that, you know, once we give it light, we have the ability to change things. And I think people are now really realizing how powerful it can be. Honestly, like, not just using it to look at cat videos and fucking, like.
I mean, more than one voice is definitely going to be heard. You know what I mean? It's if only one person saying it, you're never going
to
hear
it. Shout out to that. I think that's dope. I think that's fucking dope. As a just a random, I mean, sad moment in social media. Sad moment just for me, maybe. I don't know. I know a lot of people ain't checking for him. But fucking Donald Glover confirmed. Well, the reason why I said on social media is because I seen it on Instagram. But Donald Glover confirmed the other day that his next project as Childish Gambino will be the last. He is retiring it. He is done with it. He feels as though it was a good run, but he's really just trying to be, you know, dive. Because, you know, of course, he has the show Atlanta that he produces and shoots himself and does all that stuff. So he's.
He was in that Spider-Man movie,
so
too. That
was
great.
He's coming on up on that. And I know, you know, I know it's probably exhausting trying to do both. But I feel like Childish Gambino didn't get the shot that he really deserved. You know what I'm saying? I know it's like an alter ego of his, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's just like, I feel like everybody heard that 3005. Oh yeah. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? Like Childish Gambino, I heard a freestyle I heard a couple freestyles that he did. Cause I'm still into like listening to people freestyle. Like, I want to see if you could rap or not, besides saying Gucci Gang and shit. He came with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he went bar for bar, and I know a lot of people were listening just thinking that he was just saying goofy shit, but if you really listen to what the fuck he was saying, he said some shit, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, I don't know, it's crazy how we have lyricists that don't believe that they're lyricists, and this goes back to the fucking Andre 3000 conversation I'm having.
The love book.
Yeah, the when they feel below. Like they don't have the pulse, and it's just that, like, people... I think they think that people don't appreciate them as an artist. Shout out to Wale too, because I feel like he feels like people just don't appreciate him as an artist either.
Nah, flush that nigga, man. Flush that
I
nigga.
I mean,
Wale.
His last album, I didn't really appreciate that last album, but every other fucking anything else he put out, like, I appreciate him.
The only album that was popping was Attention Deficit, when he was really being himself, when he needed to emulate the Rick Ross, Meek Mill, MMG shit. He wasn't himself. You could tell he wasn't himself. That's why the most recent album, but the one where he got with Seinfeld and tried to re-emulate or try to recapture that feel from that mixtape. That was good. But, you know what I mean? His career was up and down. I mean, I'm happy for him, but that nigga need a flush, man. That nigga, he could have been something better. Nah. The Gifted, he was not himself for a long time.
I know there's some songs on fucking The Gifted that I like. I think it was Sunshine, and I think Bad was on there. Wasn't Bad on there?
That nigga was an all R&B type nigga.
No, was Clappers on there? Hold on, let me look that shit up. But you didn't like Ambition? Well, Ambition is old. Ambition was like... You ain't like Ambition, though?
Ambition, it was all right. But I'm telling you, Attention Deficit was the best one because that was the most organic one. That was the one where he wanted to be heard. That's the one that he made actual music that pertained to him. You know what I mean? When he made Attention Deficit, he had a song with Lady Gaga. That's what he wanted to do. I mean, the label obviously was behind that also, but that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to fucking make pop songs, make little hit songs like that, and it was working for him. I think he should have kept that feel, but he didn't. He came from an era where, you know, the same era where Lupe Fiasco was making Superstar. This is what they were doing. This is the music they were doing. And he switched it up and talking about 600 bins and all this guns and
I
shit.
I don't know. Come on, man. Because I had to look at the ambition and I really had to like look at it. And I'm just like, I remember like Lotus Flower Bomb was my shit. That was my shit. Ambition was my shit. No Days Off was my shit. I want to say Sabotage was my shit and Slight Work too. I'm going to have to re-listen to Slight Work, but I feel like I can hear it in my head right now if that's the song I'm thinking of. And I think White Linen. I'm thinking like there was a couple songs off here because I used to listen to this shit at work all the time when I used to work. Well, I'm not even going to shout out that company because I don't fuck with them no more. But however, I used to listen to this shit all the time. So like, I don't think I was listening to Falarian, however the fuck he says that shit. I think that was the one that I wasn't fucking with. Yeah.
Falarian.
I'm trying to think. But like, I don't know. I feel like Wale just feels like he wasn't appreciated, and that's what made him change up and go through what he was going through. But at the same time, there was a lot going on with that whole thing. Because do you remember Black Cobain? Do you remember when he came out with an artist that was a rapper named Black Cobain? See?
No, I never
heard of that. This is the thing about rap and music that is just like I'm a geek for. So there was this dude that he had introduced to, I want to say he was technically on MMG for a quick second, and he had a couple songs with fucking Wale, and he had came out, and when he first came out, I thought he was really dope, because I had just heard like some mixtapes and some stuff that he had, and then he did this same pivot around the same fucking time. He did a pivot at the same time that Wale was doing it, and they were supposed to come out with some joint, like Black Excellence joint, that was supposed to be like an R&B, like rap type of thing. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what the fuck happened to that shit, but at one point there was this dude named Black Cobain that was dope, and now he's not, like, because everybody just, he tried to change his sound to be like what's coming out now. But what he didn't realize was he was unique in the fact that he was him. And it's crazy that him and Wale went through it at the same time. So it kind of makes me feel like maybe it was the label trying to pressure them to be somebody else. But I wish that artists would just stick to their guns and be like, no, this is what made you look at me. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm sticking with. I think there's a joint called 4 a.m. I think this is a joint I was looking for, but with Black Cobain and Wale. I don't know if that's the right song, y'all. If it is, then it is. But if it ain't, my bad. But what I'm saying is, at one point, they was fucking dope. So, I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you, Wale deserves a flush. I know you don't want to give it,
but I might have to give him half a flush. It's because he changed up. Like, I understand what he was trying to do on Shine. It wasn't perceived as such. Perception is everything. And I know you were trying, and I know.
Perception's reality.
I don't want to give Wale that flush, though, because deep down somewhere, you know what I'm saying? It's like I want the old Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the old Wale.
You always want the old Kanye. Yeah. Kanye, these rappers, they're not going back to what they were.
They can't redo that era. They can't go back to that hunger. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what the funny thing is? I was talking about this to someone the other day, and basically, they were saying, like, we can always act like money don't change us, but at the end of the day, you know, when you get money, you're not going to be eating at the same spots that you was eating at when you was fucking broke. You're not going to be in the McDonald's line trying to scrounge up some money to be on the dollar menu. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be somewhere where you can get steak and filet mignon and fucking shrimp and fucking, you know, whatever it is that your heart desires. You're going to be bougie. And you can't stick around the same people that you was around, because they're not going to be sharing that same moment with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to ask you, like, oh, yeah, where you want to eat? where you want to go out to tonight since we finally got you around, and you going to say some shit that they can't afford, and they're going to think you sporting on them. They're going to think you doing some fugazi shit, and it just has everything to do with sometimes you can't recreate where you were because you're not at that level no more. You're not at that same place. You're not in the same environment. You're not part of that struggle that you was feeling to get yourself out there. So it's just shit changes. Shit changes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Shout out to all the black gamers too, because I'm gonna get that EA Sports UFC 3. That shit's looking nice. Yeah, shout out to that. Ronda Rousey, I know you don't check in for like martial mixed arts and all that shit, but Ronda Rousey, she went from you know, MMA to fucking WWE. Oh,
she was out there in Royal Rumble. Getting her ass beat for real. She needs somebody to script it for her win. Is that what you just told me?
I mean,
yo, the only way Ronda Rousey is getting a win is if they script it for her. Yo, that is look real. At it. Damn.
You gotta look at it.
Damn.
You gotta look at it.
She can't handle the pressure for real. Ooh. You see, it's like she can't recreate it. She can't get that edge back. She knows that it's over.
You got to look at it this way. Like I was saying, Amanda Nunes and Holly Holm washed Ronda Rousey. So after she got washed like that, there's nothing you could do, especially with Cyborg in the game. There's nothing you could do.
Step, man. Ain't nobody trying to buy a step.
Oh, you know what I seen, though? I seen that Floyd Mayweather is switching from regular boxing to what's that shit? Is it MMA or is it
MMA? Nah, Floyd can't do nothing in the ring over there.
Where he was walking into the ring?
I seen it on Instagram, but that's just right now, yeah. Him and McGregor right now is riding the wave of that fight. Almost to build maybe even a fight too. I doubt that will bring a big cash out like it is, but what else will bring a big cash out if you take Mayweather and you put him in the MMA?
That's true. Because, then you're getting... Okay. I get what you're saying.
Now you in Conor McGregor's ring.
And you're going to beat his ass. You're both getting back. Again.
Nah, not in MMA. Because that's a whole different thing. You know what I mean? That's kicking and flips and submission.
I would want to see that fight. That's him in his arena and see if he can beat Floyd then. I think that's going to bring a lot of people out. You're right. That is going to bring a lot of people out. That's going to, because that's the flip now. Yeah. Now we've seen you in Floyd's arena. Let's see if Floyd could be in your arena. That would be fucking tough.
Now, Floyd don't need the money, but I know McGregor would definitely take that.
Floyd be doing some reckless shit, though.
I seen Floyd with a Christmas tree so tall. That motherfucker had like the Christmas tree had like a fucking support beam holding it up, and he was throwing millions out to these bunch of these women that were dancing and shit. That ain't Floyd, man.
As a random story, this is how you know you got money. Fucking Floyd one day was flying somewhere, and he decided because he didn't want to take an Uber that he was gonna get a limited edition AMG. Mercedes, if y'all don't know what the fuck that is, AMG is Mercedes, and he got this limited edition shit and had it delivered for the day that he was supposed to get on this flight. So he drove it to the fucking airport, dropped it off in the lot, of course, because you know that's what you do, went on his vacation and went about his business. A month later, his homeboy brought it up in conversation, like, yeah, Floyd is so crazy, you know, last month we bought a car just to go to the airport. And he was like, yo, what happened to that car? I haven't seen it at the crib. And he was like, oh, shit. I did buy that car.
Really,
this
nigga?
This dude forgot that shit at the airport and went to go pick it up a month later. Like, that's how you know you got money. When you could buy a rare-ass AMG that's not really even released to the public like that. You know what I'm saying? Rare. Just to drive it to the airport and then leave that shit there for a month and be like, oh, yeah, I did buy that. Like, what? Stupid money. Stupid money. I need to be like that. Don't worry. I'm speaking it into existence right now, y'all. Speak it for me. I'm just saying.
That sounds tough, yo. I don't know if you had ever heard of this dude, Donnie Yen. He's kind of like a Jackie Chan, kind of like a Jet Li Chinese nigga that makes movies, action and shit. He was in Fast and the Furious, I believe the most recent one. But he's doing a movie, The Sleeping Dogs, that game that was originally True Crimes, Chinatown. Sleeping Dogs is kind of like a GTA type thing. I know everybody's seen that. But yeah, they're making a movie out of that game, which that's pretty good.
That's dope.
That is pretty good. And that the reason why that involves black excellence is because I'm black and I think that was an excellent game. While we're on black excellence, I know what's that kid's name? The Rainbow Hair, 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? Tekashi 6ix9ine signed the Birdman. Signed his life away to Birdman. Lil Wayne crying to release Carter 5, and he signed the Birdman. So, I mean, he signed his life away for some money, whatever. You drop some hits. But after that, yo, I don't know how much he owed Wayne.
Tekashi ain't either.
Wayne. Nah, Tekashi's going to get the payout because Universal is what what's going to pay him. He's going to get the advance. But after that, it's all hearsay after that.
He probably got that 360 on a 360. You got a 720 deal, my nigga. Did you look at that? I hope you read that.
Yeah. Universal's on top of that. So he's definitely not getting anything. He's getting 10
cents a day. You can help this child. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'll tell you what. If you sign a record deal right now, the most, I think the smartest thing to do. Because it seems like Atlantic is a new Def Jam. Like, Atlantic seems like it's making more moves than Def Jam. Atlantic knows how to curate to its artists too. Because that's where Cardi B signed at. They know what Cardi B was about with the Instagram videos and shit. And they knew how to market her. You know what I mean? I don't know if she has a ghostwriter or if she knew how to rap prior to that.
Don't do that to my Cardi. Don't do that to my Cardi.
No. I'm gonna say because there's a level of bars. I mean, there's been plenty of talk that she has a ghostwriter. Obviously, there's somebody behind everybody's pen.
No, I'm gonna have you know to bring
I believe there's somebody
Don't
behind everybody's
it.
Pen.
Don't do it.
There's somebody behind everybody's pen. And if you know, like I know, now I hold Nas in a high regard, but that nigga album, definitely Stickman from Dead Prez and Jay Electronica had some pen work on that album.
I mean, I know they be saying everybody does it, but then it comes into the conversation of how many songs is the cutoff, like Drake, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be trying to say Drake is the coldest rapper alive, that he's going to go down at the best in our era or in our generation.
This is what it is. When you got a ghost rapper, I mean, when you got a ghostwriter, you just writing. Don't ask them to do the demo track. That's what most of these people don't get caught. When you ask them to do the
but
demo
then,
track, then you get caught.
That's the thing. They you have to do that demo track because that's how you know the flow of the song. That's how you know the pause.
Yo,
because at the end of the day, you can't say that Drake is the greatest of our generation because Drake is not a rapper. Drake is a performer. He performs somebody else's work. Yo, he might as well be a fucking cover artist at the end of the day.
Mace Ghost wrote, "I just want to love you" for Jay-Z.
What?
Now, see, you don't even know that.
Yo.
Now, there's no demo track.
Because they was probably in the stew together. They both New Yorkers.
Nah, that album came out. "I Just Want to Love You" was what? Dynasty album.
Don't do that to me.
That album came out in 2000. Who was checking for Mace in 2000?
Don't do that to me. I'm gonna have to fact check Rock this, y'all. I'm gonna come back next week.
No, you can fact check it. You can fact check it. You can bring it back. Rakim wrote "Summertime" for Will Smith.
Summertime. I feel like if you don't hear
there
that
is
during
no
the
demo
summer,
track.
Your summer is not. It didn't happen. If you don't hear that at the beginning of summer, that shit. I don't care. I don't care how old you are. If you don't hear that at a cookout or something, you didn't do it right. You didn't.
That's true.
That's how I feel.
Nas Ghost wrote "Getting Jiggy with It" for Will Smith.
Getting jiggy with it, nah 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 nah. Yo,
I think he did that in. He did that in something else on that album because Nas was definitely behind that time frame. He was around Will Smith
a
lot. Yeah, but yeah, definitely. If you want to fact check that, man, I know what I'm talking about.
I gotta fact check that one.
I know what I'm talking about. Not everybody's gonna be able to fucking understand that level of ghostwriting, but yeah. Mace Ghost wrote that for Jay.
I'm saying though, but it's just, I don't know. Like, because then at the point, it's like, I don't know. Because then we would have to talk about Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Because then we would have to bring in the fact that Nikki at first didn't write a lot of her shit. And Safari did.
Safari
and then
did
she tried to discredit him, but he was in the discography. How you say that? Discography? You know what I'm saying? He was given credit on the album. So you can't say that he didn't write your shit if you gave him credit. So that's just a whole nother... Because then at the end of the day, we can't say that she's the best female rapper because you as a performer, you a performer. You performing somebody else's shit.
You perform better than they would, because if Safari went out there and
went... Safari. Sucks now. I'm sorry.
Monster with my monster shoes. Monster Jimmy Hill with the monster
boots.
But he's Young Money is the monster.
I have to give it to him because he wrote for the voice that he heard her. You know what I'm saying? He wrote for the voice that he heard in his head for her. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you know you're a good writer when you can make someone else off of something that you got in your head. You know what I'm saying? If you can.
Safari's a dancehall artist, and he did it like a dancehall artist would, with the voice like that. And that's why it was comical, because you never heard something like that in rap, but yet it was catchy. But now, besides the hits that Nikki was featured, who's checking for Nikki? What's going on? They haven't heard from Nikki since like 2017. We're already 2 months in, right? Fourth quarter is the best time
Nikki's
to drop
just
out.
Taking a moment to observe the climate, because I mean she has to right now, because right now Cardi's popping. Everybody's giving homage to Cardi. Anytime there's a female
that
somebody
Nikki Azalea, though.
Somebody, you know, I know Janet did a cover for her. I know J-Lo did a cover for her. I know a lot of people have been doing Cardi covers. So she has to wait a second. She has to wait a second. Especially after that Motorsport shit came out. Was it Motorsport that she was on, Nikki? Yeah, right? Because they were trying to say that low-key Nikki was talking about Cardi. And then one of the Migos was talking about fucking Nikki. So it was just, you know what I'm saying? She got to wait her turn now. She got to wait. She got to wait.
That Iggy Azalea.
Fuck Iggy.
Though. Watch. In a month, count it. Everybody's going to be bumping
with that. I can't. What part of fucking the Australian outback fucking led you to hip hop is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, Flusher still, but at the same time, that song was... You got Quavo on the song. You got one of the hottest artists of 2017 that's continuously creating a wave on the song. There's no way that is not going to be a hit. I'm telling you. And if it becomes a hit, she owed me some money because I've been promoting this song.
Fuck
like it was
that.
My own.
Fuck Iggy. I'm still giving her she a dime. Owe me some shit. Fuck that.
Oh, don't do that.
That ass.
Oh, shit.
I got to get out of this. What else can I say? Oh, speaking of fucking Quavo. Why did I call him Quavo? That's how you know. Speaking of fucking Quavo.
Honcho. That's Honcho.
He was accused of beating up a jeweler in New York City at a nightclub. Now, I know everybody keeps saying accused, but if they got video of your ass, is you really accused or did you do that shit? Like me, I'm saying, was that you or not? Or not? I'm just asking. Just asking for a friend. Or not. Man. I'm just saying. But what else? What else can I tell y'all today? Oh, Kanye being sued.
Shout out to the Heatmakers, yo. Heatmakers is really making it feel like 2000. And three all over again. They back with Dipset. I hope this music comes out and it sounds really good, man. I mean, it's hard to restore the feel, like I said, but I hope it does. Heatmakers A-Rap music, when it's anything Cameron related, Jim Jones related, Jewel's related,
I
those
mean,
songs is fine.
Shout out to them for trying to come back, but I'll tell you something. So one of my friends, I go with him to see Erykah Badu every time they hear. Shout out to David. I don't even know if you're going to hear this, but if you do hear it, shout out to you. But fucking, he used to be the biggest Dipset fan. When I say he was a fan, I say he was a fan, like all of his paraphernalia, all his fucking clothes, Dipset, the fucking hats, Dipset. He loved Dipset. He would listen to that shit. And if I ever talked ill about them, he would play their songs just because. He would send me pictures of them just because he's an asshole. But he don't even rock with this shit right now. And I asked him, I was like, so you gonna go to that concert? He's like, hell no, it's not the same. It's not the same feeling. They just here for money because they broke. And I feel him on that because it's not the same. I seen a video of Jim Jones and fucking Cam in the fucking studio and shit. And it, like, y'all ain't got the pulse no more. Like, it's not the same. It's never gonna be the same. Y'all still trying to have that same rap scheme from fucking, what year was that? Like, your bars is fucking fugazi too. Like, who told y'all? Nah. Y'all ain't got real friends. They should have told y'all no. I'm gonna give y'all a flush on that. I'm sorry, I'm gonna give you a flush. I'm gonna give you a flush, and I know a lot of people gonna be mad at that, but I'm gonna give them a flush. I mean, maybe I'll hear it, maybe I'll hear that shit and be like, all right. But right now, I'm giving you a flush because that, what the fuck was that? That y'all were on Instagram, and why would y'all niggas like that? That shit was trash. That shit was trash 2.0.
I'm gonna say, while we continue this Black Excellence episode, I remember Oprah gave her audience a brand new car, each one a brand new car. Now that's a lot of money. She gave everybody a car. And I know she's not Black, but this is definitely not Oprah. Here's wait, let me continue. This is I know you was ready to go off on a tangent. This is dope. Ellen DeGeneres, I believe her last name is, she gave her audience $1 million.
Person?
Gave away $1 million. That's Black Excellence. You know that? I don't know to each person. I'm going to say that they collectively shared that bag. I don't think each person, because that seems outrageous.
Who's doing math on that? So there has to be at least 60 people in the audience, right? At least 60, because that's a whole studio.
Yeah.
So if you got $1 million,
yeah.
$1 million. Let's see. How many zeros is that? Really, oh, shit. I can't even see this. Yeah. Three. I think there's another one. Hold on. Let's see. Three here. Yeah, that's good. And then we divide that shit by at least 60. How much is y'all getting?
Each one's leaving with like 16,000, 17,000.
I mean, you know, you could pay off some debt with that. That's not 100,000 each, you know what I'm saying? But that's still good.
Nah. But the car that Oprah gave was what was that? I think it was around the same equivalent.
At that point, with that price give range. You a car shit, what people don't realize with those kind of things, when people, especially if you in the state of California, when they give you some shit like that, you got to pay the taxes on it. And if you is broke, if you went to that show with $30 to your name, you ain't leaving with that fucking car because you got to pay the taxes on it first.
I think also there was a clause in it too. They were not able to sell the car. I believe within a year or two,
damn,
they could not
sell
that car.
So they had to like appreciate first.
Yeah, there was a clause in that also.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's Black Excellence, man. I'm loving it right now. This is the History Month. Malcolm X, with the fucking he had the oo-wop in the window peeking out. He let you know that was business. I seen that picture. That picture was business. That and when KRS-One recreated it for his album. I believe it was
like,
Criminal Minded.
Have that no more, man.
That was amazing. Malcolm X, I mean his stance on the racism and all that was definitely looked down upon because he wanted to violence on violence, which I believe eye for an eye it should go that way because it's supposed to diminish the chances of it being a problem, but if it's a continuous war, like they had the Crusades going on for the religion war in Jerusalem for over 800 years, that's still going on. There's no resolve to it.
Mm.
So there's only so much, but yeah, shout out to Martin, man. I'm glad they're bringing that show back, man.
Oh, speaking of No Resolve, I know I had said this earlier, but we was on to another topic. Fucking Kanye and fucking Solange is being sued for copyright infringement by this dude named Prince Philip Mitchell because he's stating that they ripped off some of his songs. I think it's Everything I Am and Fuck the Industry. Is it Everything I Am? What? Yeah, Everything I Am. And Fuck the Industry. They're saying we're ripped from him. And he apparently has a compelling argument. He has the songs that he's saying are, you know, are what they stole from. I mean, I think that would be interesting because I think Kanye did produce that song for Solange. So we'll see what happens to that. I'm going to follow up because, you know, I'm a Kanye fan. What else happened? I mean...
You're talking about Everything I Am from his album?
Everything I Am from his album.
From his album, that was sampled.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's saying the sample. I don't know. Well, maybe it has to be the sample. It has to be the sample because I didn't listen to the track that he's saying is his track. I didn't get that far. I wish I had the time to tell you, but I just know that they...
Yeah, because it was sampled, and the record label would have to clear that sample before that album was released. And that album's been out for so long. There should be a statute of limitations. Yeah, there should be a statute of limitations of any lawsuit you should be able to file. Nah, because it's been that long. How come you waited that long? There is something. I believe there's a statute of limitations and stuff like that.
This happened like a day or two ago? A day? Who?
What's the guy's name? Philip Mitchell or something like that? Yeah. It's a clear sample from that.
He's suing for both songs. Both.
Unless they took the sample and reworked the same sample on Solange's album, then they could technically sue. But I don't think he could sue Kanye for the sample being
that sample
shown
shit
on
is
his
tricky.
Album.
That sample shit is tricky. That's why I be saying, like, man.
Some people believe once you get that sample cleared that it's continuously cleared to use multiple times. But it's only cleared for that one song.
I mean... That's life, though. I mean, hopefully they get that shit figured out because he done had a half try.
Yeah, that's what happened. Solange sampled Kanye's song, which samples his song. Now she's supposed to go and see. She's supposed to. Her record label is actually supposed to go and meet up with this guy and clear that sample.
But they didn't do that shit because they do Kanye, who said, "Oh yeah, no. You can use the song."
Yeah, Kanye is not the direct creator of that. She shouldn't went through the channels. They can't sue Kanye. They can only sue her.
Damn. You see what happens, y'all? You gotta be on it for real. Like, on it with this music industry shit. Like, you really gotta. But that's the fucking...
We're gonna have to do a live podcast.
Hell no, you was a cannon. I don't know if I can deal with that. My heart might fucking just die. Like, I might just have a heart attack. You be seeing some next year sometime.
We got some live podcast, some drunk live podcast.
That's a bad idea. Just your imagination running away with you. Speaking of that song,
what else we got today?
Unfortunately, Dennis Edwards of the Temptations has passed away. If y'all didn't know that was a Temptations song, shoot yourself. But yes, he did pass away. That is an era of music. That people just don't understand. We'll never have another group like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad that
who was checking for these dudes? I mean, obviously they made good music for their time, but who was checking for them, man? You could tell me, you know, the Three Stooges just died. Ain't nobody checking for them niggas, man. Ain't nothing there. You know what I mean? You tell me Akon died. We're like, damn, Akon died. He ain't dropped an album since 2013. What was he doing? Ain't nobody checking for Akon. But at the same time, Akon in his village, he paid for electricity out there.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you can't even say that they're not prolific and that without them, we wouldn't have. Because
if nobody's checking for them, they're not prolific.
So then you have to understand then their discography, and then you have to understand that the corner. You know, the corner with Common and Kanye. That sample was a Temptations sample. That was from What It Is. You know,
what is the corner? What substance does the corner have? I mean, obviously, you and me, we can relate to that song. We know that song, but do you hear people be like, "Yo, the corner"? All right,
so
like, I don't,
it,
you know what I mean?
We'll bring it closer. So Vince Staples just sampled one of their shits. I Wish It Would Rain. He just sampled their shit on an interlude that he had. Vince Staples is relevant.
I'm not saying Vince Staples is relevant. I'm not saying that rest in peace, God bless the dead. But I'm not saying that it's something that would break the news. He the thing about it is, when Michael Jackson died, when Michael Jackson died, a lot of people, they didn't even realize Farrah Fawcett died an hour before that. She died an hour before that. Then her, I don't know who the dude was. I think his name was Red. He was on TV. Man, Farrah Fawcett just died. I think she died from, I want to say she had cancer or something. I know it was something rectal. I don't know the exact information of it. I'll check it when I have to. But she died for her fight with cancer or whatever it was. And, he went on TV. And next thing you know, it's like, Michael Jackson died. And my internet stopped working. My phone internet stopped working. I went home. I'm like, what the hell's going on? My internet at home. Somebody's deaf. That's the most impactful death ever, where it shuts down the internet.
I can understand what you're saying. I can understand what you're saying, because nobody...
You mentioned the Temptation right now. We know the Temptations, but you mentioned the guy's name. Ain't nobody was checking for him. You know what I mean? I'm not saying the body of work that he did should never be credited. I'm just saying nobody was checking for these people. These are people they should always check for, the people that created this path. Now, music has been so oversaturated that there's no talent, there's no creativity. It's the same thing. These musicians in the 70s, 60s, whatever time frame, they had nobody to sample music from. This is real guitars, real drums, real beats being made. There was no sample. This is real creativity being made. Now, we just take that and we use the samples. But now we're at the era where if it ain't a fucking trap beat and the same thing for 15 seconds being said, it ain't hot.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but still, I just feel like it's a sad moment in history, because without these people, we wouldn't have hot tracks. Like, Mac Miller sampled them. Like, there's just a bunch of people, like, that sample their stuff. So I get what you're saying, but it's just...
Ain't nobody gonna go to no hologram, whatever his name is.
Like, even Little B, but not that I ever condone Little B. But he sampled that shit. I'm just saying, Scott.
If they never make a hologram out of you, you ain't hit. They made a hologram out of ODB.
Yeah,
that shit was bumping. They hologram Eazy-E. They hologram fucking Tupac. I want to say they did Big too, but I'm not gonna. Don't quote me on that. I don't think his estate would allow that.
Speak about nobody checking for it. I know you seen that shit with Monique and how she was saying that we should boycott Netflix, and ain't nobody did that shit.
Step, man. Ain't nobody trying to buy a step.
Because she was offered $500,000 to do a series for them. Well, not even really a series, but like a comedy special. And she felt as though she was being lowballed. But at the same time, Monique... Not to be fucked up, because I was fucking with Monique, Fat Monique, back in the day Monique, but where the fuck Monique been since back in the day Monique? Like, where, it's been like 10 years since we see Monique, like 8? Like, it's been a long time, bitch. Like, not where have you been, bitch? Like, where? Fucking.
This Netflix is destroying comedy stand-up. Now, before you talk, they give anybody a comedy stand-up, and they give them any price. Now, I'm watching it on my TV. There's some certain things that you want to watch. I like comedy. I enjoy it. Obviously, I check for the big names, and I try to give the little names or the people that I don't even never heard of a listen through. And the value of their comedy special that's an hour, 20 minutes long, it's not even funny.
Some of them ain't really funny.
I watched Amy Schumer, and that was nothing for me. I'm waiting on Chris Rock, because I know Chris Rock signed off for two specials that Total Blackout Tour just finished. I think him and Dave Chappelle actually did a show together that's supposed to be on Netflix. So imagine two comedic kings doing an hour and a half special. That's going to be crazy. And when that goes on Netflix, that's going to be good. But To me, it's destroying comedic value because now you're only checking for the big names. You're not checking for the little guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, shout out to when we used to have Kings of Comedy. I don't know if you remember that, when it was like D.L. Hughley, Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer. I feel like it was an extra person. Like, when we actually used to have a lot of comedy. But at the same time, I can't really say that it's devaluing comedy because we used to have things like Def Comedy Jam, where people weren't getting paid at all. Really,
they need to bring that back.
Well, I mean, they were trying to. They were trying to bring back Def Comedy Jam, Def Poetry Jam. But once Russell Simmons got, you know, they started doing that sexual allegation shit, I don't know if they actually gonna go through with it. They said they was, but supposedly it was supposed to be already starting by now. So I don't know if that's going down. But
you bring a show of that stature back. You can't put it on BET.
They gotta do something good. Where, that's real for it. Like, put it somewhere people, where people are actually going to view that shit.
Viacom took off Stars off of Optimum. So when Power goes on, everybody's going to have a problem.
That shit because
so fuck Optimum. Yo, 50 need to make a Power movie, man. 50, man, he's got that new movie, Den of Thieves. I didn't watch it yet. I hear a lot of great things.
What's it called?
And since we're highlighting Den of Thieves, and since we're highlighting Black excellence, that definitely needs
How
to get watched.
How is this though? Why didn't I even hear about this?
That's
shit?
Great.
Movie theater.
Yeah, it's got I want to say Gerard Butler. I want to say it's got Ice Cube son in it. It looks good, man. It looks good. I think that's a good movie. I'm definitely going to give it a watch. Definitely, man. I don't know what else I got.
I think that might be all for today, y'all. Real talk. We covered a lot. It's been a minute.
You got any music that you want to play after this that nobody heard of or you think it's dope?
I mean, if it's actually the right song, I might have to play y'all 4 AM by Black Cobain and Wale just because they're underappreciated.
Yeah, but fuck Black Cobain, mm-hmm. Fuck Wiley, flush them niggas.
So what song we playing?
Give now you can play the song. Give Tisha Campbell a flush too, because if somebody really, you know, try to sexually harass you and then years later you get together for that bag, you definitely a desperate ass bitch. Flush Tanisha Arnold too. I know Martin used to hit that back in the day, but you know, I mean, you got to come back together. Right now, they're riding on Martin's coattail for this show.
I mean, everybody eats. Everybody need a check, bro. You know what I'm saying? Putting kids through college and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody eats.
Everybody needs a check.
Shout out to
man.
Kev. Yeah. Cool game, Kev.
Well, that's why most of these women in Hollywood, when they were getting felt up allegedly, they wanted that bag, that money, man. That's all it was, really. Shit, touch my ass and shit. Let me get this money. That's it. That's what it became. You know?
Well,
I'm gonna have to make my own disclaimer.
You
need a fucking disclaimer in the beginning. Because
he's dropping them sometimes. Yeah. Yo, what happened to her? Talk about Young M.A. What happened to her? Everybody was talking about she was the next person.
Nah,
where
flush
the fuck
it.
She been?
I think they she I don't think she's whack. I don't think she's whack. She got bars. I think the marketing team and the people she signed with, they lost the opportunity to bring her to a higher level. She embodied that whole lesbianism thing, and I loved it. That was great. That she embodied that whole New York style. I loved that. That was great. I like when she rapped. I had visions of Dipset and shit like that. That was great. Like, she restored the feel to New York. Her, Dave East, like, I figured, like, these are people that would carry New York on their back. But if the label's not backing you up and you're not out there looking like a fool with mumble rappers, what can you do? How's Young M.A. going to get in a song with Lil Uzi Vert or Lil Yachty and try to make hits? She can't. Her lyrical capacity outweighs all the mumble rappers. Right now, mumble rappers is the whole shit. You know?
Can't.
What can you do?
I don't know. I can't. You know, I could talk all day about fucking mumble rappers and how I despise them and how they killed the industry that I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this is bringing it back to Brown Sugar. Like, when did you fall in love with hip hop? Like, not to say that I'm having, like, one of those moments, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop used to really be something, you know what I'm saying? And now it's just, it's reduced to nonsense. Like, just catchy lyrics and nothing. Nobody saying shit. Like, it's fucking Pootie Tang in the fucking booth. Like, just standing there, like, no words coming out your mouth for real. And it's celebrated, and it makes me sad. It makes me really sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, shit, let's wrap it up then. We gave everybody the flush. Thank you for listening to the Flush Hour. We got some hits we're going to play afterwards. Yo, play Andre 3000. She lives in
Andre
my lap. I like that.
You know what? Great. Next week, I'm going to have to play that solo shit because I just think that shit is dope. And I don't know how long it is, but I'm going to have to play that. And I'm just going to hope that he don't sue me because I just been saying how great he is. So there's that. you said she lives in my lap.
Yo, flush Alessia Cara for getting a fucking award for a song that's fucking 2 years. Yeah. She won her grandmother out there, too. That was crazy. Yeah, if I put my grandma somewhere, man. I mean, my grandma's, she's dead right now. But, I mean, if I was, you know it's got to be a big event. You know what I mean? But, yeah, let me get on out of here. Thank you for listening to Royal Flush. Obviously, everything that was said is only the views of the host. It does not. It does not pertain to the show.
What? Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. If y'all made it this far, Royal Flush Gang. My name is Burberry Britt. You can follow me, of course, on Instagram, BURB3RRY_BRITT. What's your handle, King?
Me, Lustavelli, if you can't spell it, fuck it. Once again, it's the Royal Flush. Thank you for listening to Flush Hour. I know this succeeded an hour, but I figure Flush Hour sounds better than Flush 2 hours or Flush 3 hours. Let me end it off with, you know, if it's mellow, you know, I mean, if it's yellow, let it mellow. And if it's brown, flush it down.